and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Whoa. Hi, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is a T-Tuesday show. If you're like, what the hell does that mean? Well, it's a weird tradition. Like most of the traditions on this show, you're going to realize real quick are kind of weird, kind of bizarre. It started as a Tired Tuesday, but we're like, what if you're not tired? That's weird. We don't want to like put that on. You could be having a terrific Tuesday. You could be having a taco Tuesday. You could be having whatever kind of Tuesday you're having. All right, studio, what's your T-Tuesday, Jess?
My T-Tuesday is a tropical Tuesday.
Ooh, for
because
what?
I just got my birthday nail set yesterday, and the theme is like the theme that I wanted was tropical. So I have like yellow and pink and like hibiscus flowers on my nails.
Is there a reason why you went tropical? There's usually a reason for like the theme of your nail set.
I just needed the vibe.
Okay,
do you
sure,
get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I don't know about y'all. I know I've been complaining about it being cold for the last 2 weeks. I'm still freezing cold, yeah. And even though like it's May, I feel like it should feel like summer, and it's not.
Yeah.
So I wanted to feel like summer on my fingernails.
Go off. Looks nice.
It's a tropical Tuesday for me.
Char, your tea Tuesday?
It's a true tired Tuesday yeah. for me. You know me. When I have my Celsius, I usually am like
you're
raring
alive.
To go.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
it's not Celsius-ing today.
I like usually when my alarm goes off, I just get up.
Yeah.
You know, I just get up and shower.
Ready
and
to go.
For some reason this morning, I literally laid there for like 10 minutes
yeah.
like, thinking about how tired I was. So
thinking like, can you do it today?
Yeah.
Or should you just quit?
So,
like quit your job, quit life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Marry rich and
basically
and move.
That's where I'm at. It's such a tired Tuesday.
That was me yesterday, man. I'm like, I don't think I can get to the show. There were moments in yesterday's show where I'm like, should I just go home and just like not and like just like retire early and
like
live
in
on the
career.
Streets or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Where you're just like, I don't even think I can do this job anymore. I don't think it's possible.
I low-key feel like the 6 o'clock club, if there's anyone that could understand that feeling, it's this group of people.
Yeah.
Because we have to get up so early. And like more power, Charlotte, more power to you that you just get up. That feeling of laying there wondering if you can get up, that happens to me every morning.
Every
because
day.
Still, after having to wake up this early over 10 years at least, it is not easier for me.
No, I
and
know.
I thought it would be. Everyone always asks, are you a morning person now? Do you like waking up early? And the answer is no.
I don't think I've met one morning radio person, though, that actually is a morning person. I think we just have to fake this, which is funny. You think we would be, but none of us actually are.
I don't think we're faking it. We're definitely saying we're super tired.
Yeah.
I don't think we're faking it at all.
I'm having a travel Tuesday. I'll be off the next week. Finally, by the way, side note, we'll talk later, but they were like, oh my God, Kramer's going on vacation again. I've not taken one day off this whole year, by the way. This is my first vacation of the year. Everybody relax. I'm going to Utah for the next week to go hiking.
Oh my God, if you see The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives,
oh,
anyone?
I know.
Wait, you don't know what they look like. We'll have to send you pictures because you don't watch
that
show.
But if I do, I'll let you guys
know.
We'll
send you pictures so you know what to look like or what to look for.
But are you guys the same as me where you're like, okay, I've known this trip is coming for like a month now, and I'm like, okay, plenty of time to like pack this whole week. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get packed. This weekend, I'm going to get packed up, ready to go, all good to go. Y'all, the only thing that I've packed, even though I leave tomorrow morning at this time, my flight takes off in 24 hours. The only thing I've packed is my nighttime supplements. That's it.
That's
crazy. Is literally it. Are you like a pre-packer though? Like,
I have to start a week early because it literally takes me the full week, and then the day before I'm packing for like hours. I am the worst. I have to start a week ahead of time and do it little by little because I am the worst packer on the planet Earth.
I try every time. Time I try, I'm going to be better next time. And like, I never get better.
That stresses me out.
No, I'm the same. You're seeing here.
I can't. I don't know. Just there's so many other important things to do. And then I'm like, okay, tonight. I'm like, okay, totally do it. I'll do it in like 2 hours.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three.
Three.
With Jess. Number three.
Baltimore's own artist and ultra marathon open water swimmer, Katie Pumphrey, has launched an inaugural Baltimore Harbor 1 mile swim set for June 7th. And the response was so positive that there are only a few spots left to join this thing. So this is the first ever Baltimore Harbor 1 mile swim. It invites 100 qualified swimmers ages 18 and older. holder to the first organized open water swim of its kind in the harbor in what is believed to be decades. So spectators can gather along the waterfront to cheer on the swimmers if this is not something you want to participate in the water for. Registration for the Baltimore Harbor One swim closes May 31st.
I've always wondered if they're like dropping her some money behind the scenes because she's always bragging about how much she loves swimming that harbor. You know what I mean?
It's because she was the first person to swim the 24 miles from the Bay Bridge to the Inner Harbor. And also, this is what she does. She's an ultra marathon swimmer.
I know, but like she loves the harbor like too much. You know what I mean?
You don't
like,
think she could just be that passionate about swimming.
About the Inner Harbor.
Like, that's her thing.
No one
she created a nonprofit.
As much as she does.
She is passionate behind the initiative for sure.
I don't know.
Number two.
Starbucks is launching part of its summer menu today. The new summer menu features a new guava and passion fruit tropical butterfly refresher. That sounds pretty. And a new horchata frappuccino and the return of the iced horchata shaken espresso. And for a sweet treat, we can look forward to their new unicorn cake pop.
Number one.
Jimmy Kimmel wants to make sure that he doesn't take any eyes away from his friend Stephen Colbert during his final night on air. The final night of The Late Show will be next Thursday on CBS, and Jimmy Kimmel Live will air a rerun that night. Colbert's only competitor will be The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC. Now, Kimmel made the same move when David Letterman said farewell on The Late Show back in 2015. Starting next Friday, May 22nd, Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen will air in Colbert's time slot.
That's a classy thing to do. I feel like it's so weird. It feels like, I don't know, the late night scene is a weird scene right now just in general. And now with, you know, Colbert going away, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with all these late night spots. And now with this, you know, that his name is what? The guy going in to
Colbert? Byron Allen.
Yeah. You know, he's paying for that spot.
Yes.
He himself is paying
to be in that spot.
To go into that spot. Mm-hmm. So.
Also, I just wonder if Jimmy, because I mean, granted, this is something Jimmy has done, you know? But like Jimmy Kimmel, I'm sorry. But if you're Jimmy Fallon, like, are you also going to air a rerun or nah?
Jimmy Fallon.
Or is he not allowed?
I don't know. You know, Jimmy Fallon.
He may not be allowed to do so. So we can't just assume that if he doesn't, he's being disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Jimmy Fallon kind of stays on his own little late night island. You know what I mean?
He
doesn't really get involved with all the, like, I feel like the other guys kind of have their own little camaraderie. He kind of stays to his own thing. Like, I don't foresee him doing the same, to be honest with you.
Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Parents, the little things you do might be shaping your kids more than you realize.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
All right. Tuesday morning, time for Nieces Know Best. And this is like, when we formulated this idea, we were kind of thinking more of like a family sitcom type moment of the show. So think, whatever, you know, you'd go home and sit around with the family. And somehow these episodes always wrapped up really nicely within 22 minutes. No matter what the dilemma was.
You always learned a lesson
You learned a nice, wholesome lesson, no matter what the problem was, right? So that's kind of like the radio version of this right now. Starring Jess's niece, Maya. Who is Maya, Jess?
Maya is 11 years old. All my family is on the West Coast, so once a week I'll have a conversation with Maya about different things that are going on in my life, and I kind of just wanted to do a check-in with her, because she just recently kind of turned 11, one. But two, with Mother's Day just passing, and also it's her mom's birthday tomorrow.
Aww.
I just wanted to see what is the biggest lesson right now in her life in this moment that she's taken from her mom.
So in honor of Mother's Day being this month and also your mom's birthday this week, I wanted to ask you, what is the most important lesson that you have learned from your mom?
I appreciate my mom and I love her because like she speaks her mind and I want to be like that. I want to speak my mind. And she's the type of person for like someone to disrespect her. She cannot take that. And I feel like from genes or either just me watching her, I kind of feel like that too. And I want to kind of be like her when I grow up because let's say someone's like disrespecting her in general. My mom's like, what do you just say to me? Like, excuse you.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, fool. I'm the manager here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's my mom. That's my mom.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, she is super confident and I would say very brave. And I feel like she is a good mother that you would want to be around. She has a good influence because of all of her kindness and just the way she handles things too. And when I grow up, she makes me want to, you know, like be the same.
I relate. Same. She does the same for me too. Thanks, Maya. I love you.
I love you too.
I mean, that's pretty rad to take that in at 11. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think at 11 I had that kind of concept of like what my parents were like teaching me. Did you like do? Obviously we can't think back to 11 that well, but like,
but I think
I was just like, I'm playing my Hot Wheels.
I think that's what was so beautiful about this conversation, just because nobody asked me, and yeah. I don't know what my answer would have been, and so I think that it's just a reminder to parents that you might not be told that, right? Just yeah. because your kids are being kids and everybody's like wrapped up in your life, but you have no idea like the kind of imprint that you're leaving on them.
Stressful.
You know, I mean, of
that's
course.
Stressful, man.
Right? But I think it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And like, maybe you can ask them and know like how old they are, whatever stage of life that they're in right now. What is it? What are the little pieces of you that they're picking up? And you might be surprised by the answer that you receive.
Yeah. You better be prepared for that answer though. I feel like, I don't even know what my kid would say. That's what was giving me anxiety about being a parent, though. You know, like I hear that, and that's a great answer. Like your aunt should feel really good about that answer.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like as a parent, what the hell would my kid say about me? Wouldn't that stress you out? Because I mean, you're gonna be a great mom. That you don't have to worry about that. I feel like Charlotte, you laugh because like we think about what our answers might have to be. You know what I mean?
But that's why we know we're not equipped for parenthood.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll do 1 year check-ins. You know how I do like anniversary check-ins with
yes.
my husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe every parent should ask their
I'll
kids
be like,
that question.
Hey, how you guys doing?
To see like how yeah maybe you should ask your kid that question, like, you know, like what have you learned from me this year? And then like if the answer's not good that year, maybe you need to go back and like kind of check it on yourself and see how you're doing, because maybe you need to shape it up a little bit. That's a good point. All right, I like that one.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
This game is worth $1,000 in free gas from Royal Farms. Let's play with caller number 10. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Wait,
hi.
Who is this, though?
Hello.
I'm sorry, that was my daughter, Campbell. This is Brittany. We're driving to school.
Hi, Brittany. What's up with Campbell?
Campbell is completely shocked right now.
Campbell, what happened?
Well,
don't get
Brittany
nervous.
Brittany and Campbell, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Campbell, did you mean to call or what happened? Who were you trying to call? Was it us?
Sorry.
That's all right.
I apologize. You didn't do anything wrong. You got through, girl. Let's get
it. What? Good. This is going to be a good day for you guys. First timers, I'm assuming? Sounds like a little first. It's giving first time. So.
My stomach is in my heart. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, welcome. First
time.
First
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
you
is
got
just
through.
For fun.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the game. We're happy to have you guys here. We'll explain the rules. No need to be nervous, because there's literally zero expectation. The first time is just getting through, getting comfortable with everything. Jess will explain the rules. We're just going to have fun today. No pressure. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Brittany and Campbell, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one, spell the word yacht.
Y-A-C-H-T.
Correct. Question number two, what is the name of Rose's wealthy fiance in Titanic?
Pass.
Question number three. If a triangle has two equal sides, what is it called? Triangle.
Pass.
Question number four. Who rapped the song Work It in 2002?
Pass.
Question number five. What is the brightest planet in the night sky? Brightest planet is which
one? Pass.
Question number six. In the dictionary, which comes last, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Lunch.
Correct. Question number seven. How many cards do you start with in a standard game of Uno?
Seven.
Correct.
Question number two. What is the name of Rose's wealthy fiance in Titanic?
Cow.
Correct. Question number three. If a triangle has two equal sides, what is it called?
Isosceles.
correct. Question
that's 60 seconds right there. Yo, we did five. Yo, we went five and it ain't bad.
Five out of seven for first time.
Yo.
Heck yeah.
I'm not mad at all for first timers. Not even a little bit. Good,
and good
on the
job
passing.
On Googling, though.
Know.
That was pretty quick, Campbell, in the back.
Yeah, Campbell came to
school. We also have a Sam, Sully, and an Addy. We're all on our way to school.
Well, why do we get to
you
that?
Got two more people in the Hold up. Why wasn't that announced in the beginning?
Yeah, all of a sudden, they got no love. They got no love there till the end. What happened to those two?
We are all just still in shock.
No, it's okay.
Wait, can you say the two names one more time? I didn't catch them.
We have Sully and Addy.
Sully and Addy.
You guys want to say hi?
You guys, it's like a full car. We didn't know.
I know, dang. Anybody else in this, like a clown car? Anybody else want to pop out the back
just
or what?
Silently Googling.
Yeah. Also, Steve is there and Dave is in the back. Okay, anybody else know? Okay.
Well, that was fun. Okay, so how do you feel first time getting through?
Campbell had coached me yesterday that we have to remember the pass.
Yeah, the passing was strong. I mean, 5 out of 7 is really, really good for first-timers. You should feel really good. All right, let's go back and let's wrap up these last two questions,
Jess.
Yeah,
we got 1, 2, 3. So number 4, we passed on 4. Who rapped the song Work It in 2002? Do we know that?
Missy Elliott.
Number 5. What is the brightest planet in the night sky?
Mars.
It's Venus.
Venus
would have won it for you guys today. That's it.
But then we got 6 and 7, so you guys should be proud. 5 out of 7 is really good, especially for a first time.
And now you got 3. You know how this works. It's all good. So the game's going to go on a little bit of a hiatus for the next week and a half, but we will be back in full force before you guys know it. It gives you time to like catch back up with everything. Was it fun, though, guys?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you back here really soon, and have a fantastic day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Best to your dad.
Thank you guys so much. That's really sweet of you.
Have a good day at school, you guys. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms with the ROFO Rewards app. You'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Hey, what's the most millennial thing about you, okay? Like the thing you refuse to give up that's like stereotypical millennial. Because there's some things I just won't let go. I don't care. I don't care how old it makes me seem to these young kids nowadays. I'm not giving it up. You know what I mean? This is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. I just saw this list online. It was talking about like how millennial are you? Mm-hmm. And I'm just laughing at it because, there are some things that like, yes, I understand it makes you look super millennial. And by the way, all of us on the show are some level of millennial, mm-hmm. either younger or older.
I'm barely
hanging in there.
Whoa.
But... which one of these are you like, I don't care. I'm so millennial in this way. Mm-hmm. And I refuse to give it up because I'm just so ingrained into this millennial culture. Like, for example, texting over calling. I know that the kids nowadays especially love to FaceTime.
Oh, I'm a caller, though.
I know. You're such a caller. I don't like texting.
I hate it.
Don't call me. Yeah. Again, I if you're calling me, I'm assuming something's burning down. Like, that's the first thing I think.
Wow.
It has to be. Like, I literally get panicked. I literally will get panicked. If somebody's calling me, mm-hmm. I'm like, this has got to be something so important. Like, why?
So when I call you with a quick question when you've left already, you freak out every time?
I do. I really do. This has to be vitally important.
Now, that shocks me that you do that, Char, because you have phone anxiety.
I know, like, which is so weird.
With randos.
So I'm just, like, confused.
Not with, like... people I feel comfortable.
No. I got you.
If my phone's ringing, I'm like, what? There's so many other options or ways to contact me. Why are you choosing the worst
You're
way?
Like, send me a letter before you call
yes,
me.
I'd rather you, yes, I'd rather you send me a mail than do that, you know? Jess, you're so millennial in this way. How?
My social media habits. Like, I will never stop doing the peace sign in pictures. I will never stop the dramatic zooms. I will never stop pieces. The overusing of emojis. I will never stop posting as many pictures as possible because I come from the generation of, like, doing a Facebook album of, like, every outing, like, going to lunch with a group of friends.
Yeah.
So I think I have transitioned into, like, the photo dump carousel.
Yeah.
When, like, I don't care if I post 20 pictures in my carousel. And I just won't let it go. And I don't know if you guys saw this trend and like the drama online on TikTok when I think she was Gen Z saying something about like millennial boot camp or something like that, calling us cringe.
Right. Yeah.
And when it came to social media, and I just thought that was so interesting because it's like, girl, we started Like we started 100%. That.
Everything you know, had to evolve. We invented.
Right. Truly, 100%. As far as when it comes to the social media aesthetic, and I just won't let it go. And I don't care if that matter. Comes across cringe, because I think the concept of cringe is also ridiculous.
No, I know.
Agreed.
Because it's like our thing. It's our thing. Don't call us cringe. It's like our thing. Let us have our things. Charlotte, is there something that's like so millennial, and you, because you're barely in here, but like, is there something that you are like, I know this is so millennial, but like I'm going to embrace it.
For me,
wholeheartedly,
it's just like the pop culture of that time. Yeah. Like, I love like some like old reality shows that I grew up watching. Like,
old.
But I think my
did you hear?
Tell me you're on the cusp without telling me.
Yeah,
on the cusp.
She's
like,
sorry.
Have you guys heard of Friends? My parents used to watch it.
No, I just mean like,
get out of here.
I will go you're back done. And watch stuff just because like I kind of enjoy like
go
the
back
slightly
and watch.
Fuzzier.
Done. Get her
like,
out of here.
Quality TV.
Fuzzier. Feels, she said fuzzier.
It feels safe. It feels like a hug.
Yeah.
It feels
old.
Like I'm watching.
We're safe because we're old.
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking.
Did you hear her?
Yeah.
She said the older shows.
I know.
Like, what's an older show to you?
No,
Charlotte.
But
no,
she's
no,
on the cusp,
know.
Though.
No, that's what
so
I'm saying.
That's
I know.
Why
this
she
is...
feels that way, and that's fair.
But let's go back. What's an older show
so
to you?
So I was talking about, like, reality specifically.
Yeah.
What's an older reality show
like,
to you? Oh, God. Careful.
Like, I really like that weird era of, like, it's almost like lost media of, like,
just
all
say
those
it.
Weird
2016.
Don't try to spare
like,
our feelings.
Like,
just say what you want to say.
Like, Fear Factor, and, like, what was that one?
That was, like,
okay. 2007. Oh, there was, like, The Real World.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, that's old.
The beginning
era reality versus
the beginning
like,
of reality
lives of Mormon wives.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And to be fair, I mean, that was 20 years ago.
It is.
Yes,
which is
true.
Like, it's like
old Survivor. That's been going on for years.
Wild to think about. Yeah. Would you trust AI to find the love of your life?
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I wanna know where love is. Oh. With Kramer.
Mix 106.5.
I mean, why not?
it's giving iRobot.
I mean, I know, but
like, kind of scary.
But why not? I mean, why not?
Dude, I don't know.
Nothing
data
else
centers.
Is working. I mean,
ew.
I mean,
the earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, it's
security.
Like, talk about personal information.
I mean, everything else
next
is out
level,
there.
But it's like next
I'm
level,
for
next
it.
Level.
I'm for it. At this point, I'm just going to date an AI.
Well, I was about to tell you, I bet you like ChatGPT could probably make you fall in love with it at this point.
I think I am
right?
in love with ChatGPT.
I think so, too. I think that's why it's a little creepy.
I talk to her more than I talk to any other human at this point.
Bro, that's so crazy.
That's a whole different topic,
chat,
though.
Girlfriend PT.
Not your best work.
Okay.
Tried, though. She tried.
She tried. Welcome to the singles table. And listen, we'll never shame you for trying.
Thank you.
Singles table, I'm single. If there's single news in the world.
But he's currently dating
a computer. Yeah, it's true. Am I still single? I don't know. If you're dating a computer,
show her
does it
some
count?
Respect.
Yeah, like, whoa. She can hear everything you're saying. She's not going to be happy with you later.
Y'all, Bumble's getting rid of the swiping method. And they're switching it out for AI. This is real, by the way. They just announced this yesterday that you will no longer be swiping. I don't think they said when this is going to switch over, but pretty much they're going to have this thing called an AI assistant called a Bee, which recommends matches based on personality, communication style, and relationship goals. So you won't have to go through and swipe left and right anymore.
That's scary.
They're also getting rid of women have to make the first move. They say we will not force one gender over another to do something first.
But wait, interesting. That was like their whole
their shtick.
Does that mean that you don't get to look anymore? AI is just basically going to present your options to you?
This is it. So, I mean, what do we think?
There's no way.
Do we like this or do we hate this? Because I'll be honest, I'm not a dating app person. I think I don't like the culture about it, period. But let's be honest, man. AI, it's getting pretty intelligent, some may say. I trust it to do a lot of things. I really do. You know, it's planned most of my trip to Utah. I'm like literally just like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing. Plan my trip. Why couldn't I say, find you know a lot about me?
Yeah.
Find my perfect partner.
I think it's a bad idea. And
why?
I'll tell you why. Because on paper, if you probably put my personality and interests next to my husband, Garage Boys, all his personality and interests, on paper, AI would probably be like, that's not a good match because you guys are like really opposite and like more ways than you are similar.
You think so? I think you guys are very well aligned.
you, because you are a real human being and you have spent time with us in person and like, have gotten to know that. But if you put into a search engine or however AI is going to have you guys do this, as far as like checking off boxes or filling out fill in the blanks or whatever the heck it would be, or like, let's say if one of the questions is like my perfect day and like his perfect day, they're going to be like completely opposites. So I think it might work for some, but I think it's going to eliminate so many people that actually could be your soulmate just based on it thinking you guys aren't similar enough. When, yes, Garage Boy and I are very similar. We have similar values. We have the same values and all that kind of stuff. And we do have a lot of similar interests. But I will say, on paper, when it comes to probably, like, you know, filling out whatever this survey or questionnaire is going to be, probably would not be as many in common, more opposite.
I don't know. I just feel like we humans have done such a bad job by ourselves. Do we not just trust the robots at this point? Because you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But we've screwed this up so bad.
Are they paying you to do this? Is this a paid advertisement?
He's paid by Justin Timberlake, listen, Tiger Woods, and the entire concept of AI. That's who he rides for. I'm so tired.
He's like, I'm so tired of him.
I need you to go on vacation so bad. I'm JK.
Oh my god. He works for Father's Day propaganda. Yes. Tiger Woods, Justin Timberlake, and AI. And he's a ChatGPT endorser. He's like the first ChatGPT ambassador. Oh my god, bro. Dude.
All right, this has been derailed. Anyway, there's your singles table, and all right. Okay, we're gonna get a little more serious here for just a couple of seconds. Is there anything that you need to say to your parents you feel like while you still can? And this is going to be like a little bit of a trigger warning before we get into this. If you lost your parent recently, this conversation might be a little bit tough. I felt like I was going to lose my dad this weekend, over the weekend. If you were just tuning into the show for the first time this week, my dad was in the hospital. He still is actually in the hospital as of this morning. Mm-hmm. He has been battling prostate cancer for 28 years. He was in the hospital for what seemed to be a routine surgery for his prostate cancer that turned south really fast with an infection. I got a text on Friday with my brother pretty much saying, hey, you need to get down here because things just aren't looking good. Luckily, things have now turned a lot better and things are, he's probably going to be out either today or tomorrow, just depending on scheduling of the surgery.
That's great news.
Yeah.
But I was talking to somebody yesterday who's recently lost a parent.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he was like, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, don't leave anything left unsaid.
I mean, it was his first Mother's Day without his mom.
Right.
Yeah.
And that really hit me because, I mean, my dad's getting older. He's 78, right? And I don't, and no matter what, if it's this going to be the prostate cancer or what, like, he's getting up there. And I know that eventually it's going to come when this is, I'm going to be getting a text like that for real. I'm going to have to like head down to Atlanta quickly because it's going to be real that time.
And it's something, unfortunately, everyone has to go through.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah. But that statement's like kind of like sat with me for the last 24 hours because I'm like, God, like what would I want to like make sure my parents absolutely like would want to know? Like, let's just say that I need to have that conversation with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do I feel like I need to say to my dad? Especially my dad. Now, my mom and I are really close. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've said everything I need. I do a podcast with my mom. I've said a lot of words to my mom.
She's like, you could probably read a little bit of that
I could, in. I could say less to my mom, probably.
Yeah.
My dad and I aren't as close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, God, what do I feel like I need to say to my dad? You know, just in case there's not like another time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't quite wrap my head around it other than like, listen, I just appreciate... My dad's very different than my mom. My dad is, he raised me to be the strong man that I am. Like, and I'm not the strongest of men, but anything that I do have, that my, all of my strong abilities of when it comes to my business side, when it comes to my ability to keep going, he's definitely given me that ability. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful for that. And I feel like I've never really thanked him for that because mm-hmm. I've always kind of seen him as like the stern one of the family, which was like not the fun parent. But I guess I do want to thank him for giving me that ability to keep going. Because I learned that a lot by just watching how he lived his life. I mean, 28 years of cancer.
Teaching you that lesson.
And I think I do need to tell him that because I don't think I've ever like said how brave I think he really is. Mm-hmm. And just watched him going through this cancer battle for so long, you know? I mean, is there anything you guys think that you feel like you need to tell your parents before it's like too late or while you have the opportunity to?
Yeah, I also think while we're having this conversation, I think it's important to bring up to that I hope that if you are at odds with your parents, that you really think about the decision that you're making to not necessarily patch up that relationship, because everyone has their different reasonings. And I think the reason why I want to bring that up is I have one parent that has settled with the fact that they don't want to have a relationship with their parents because that is the healthiest option. Mm-hmm. And then I have another parent that thought that was the route that they wanted to go. And then when the time came, they weren't able to have that conversation, the conversation that we're talking about having now with your parent, and it's something that they regret.
Right.
As far as with my parents, something that I would like to tell them, and it's not a conversation that we've had, is I've always appreciated, no matter the state of their relationship, because my parents have gone through a lot during their time together. My parents met when they were 16. They have been married for a long time, but they were also divorced for a certain period of time and for many years, and their relationship has gone through various ups and downs. But something that I always appreciated, that no matter the state of their relationship or what was going on between them, they always made sure that I had access to both of them, and they never took away the relationship of the other. Mm. And I feel like that can be really hard to do when you're going through something in a relationship just with this person that you're not seeing eye to eye with, and that you can't even be in the same. I mean, there were times where my parents could not even be in the same neighborhood. I'm not talking about the same party.
Same state.
I'm talking about like schedules had to be made of like of who was going to pick me up and drop me off, because they literally could not even look at each other.
Yeah.
But there was never a point where my mom or my dad tried to take me away from the other person.
Yeah.
And that has meant so much to me. And I feel like that's a testament of how much they loved me and cared about me to not take me away from the other.
It's just something to think about today. I mean, this statement kind of sat with me, and maybe it'll sit with you too. Like, if you still have your parents, is there something you feel like you need to say while you can? It's kind of a beautiful thing to think about, really. Question. Do you think you were cooler now, or do you think you were cooler back in high school? Jess, cooler now, or were you cooler back in high school?
Probably cooler now.
Charlotte, cooler now or cooler back in high school?
Definitely now. Just picturing me in high school.
I don't know. I was pretty cool back in high school.
I was Danny Zuko in Grease. I don't know why I went Minnesotan.
He's from
Georgia.
Completely unnecessary accent. How would you answer that question? I have the answer that most people say. Do you think you were cooler now, or do you think that you were cooler back in high school? You can text us your answer, 410-583-1065. Why do you say now, Jess?
I just feel more cool now because I don't care about what people are thinking about me. I think when I think about the version of myself in high school, I was so concerned with what people thought about my personality, how loud I was, how hyper I was, how sensitive, how emotional I was, because it was pointed out to me very often.
Yeah.
So I felt uncomfortable in my own skin trying to navigate that and like fully be myself. And I don't feel that kind of like cage around myself anymore. Okay. And so I feel more comfortable in my own skin, and I don't necessarily care if that makes someone else feel uncomfortable.
Fair enough. Charlotte, you think you were cooler now than you were back then. Why you say that?
I'm going to illustrate this for you through a short sentence. Okay. We were asked to do a project in English class sophomore year of high school where we did a presentation about something we cared about. And mine was why musicals are cool and you should care about them. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
What grade did you get on that, by the way?
I don't remember. It was good. Tell me, A+. It was good. Yeah, A+. I mean, I put all the pictures.
That makes it even better.
I
honestly, I don't know because I was, I'll send you guys a picture of me. This is a picture of me from high school. And I feel like I was a pretty cool guy. So look, this is me. And we'll post this on Instagram at Kramer and Jess. I feel like I was a pretty cool guy back in high school. I was wearing I'm pretty sure that was an American Eagle fit from head to toe.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure that was my son in years too, when I would like bleach my hair on the top. This thing, those tips were frosted there.
Bro, this facial expression.
I know, you're like.
I was an influencer before influencers were a thing, bro. What were we talking about?
You're crazy. You're like, who, me?
Wait,
is there a camera out? I can't even tell. I just kind of look like this naturally.
I still make that face in pictures. What are you talking about?
I know, no. This is the face that you make. No, 100%. That's why I know.
Took of you in the snow?
Dude, that's why I know when you're and you're like, I didn't know that someone was taking a picture of me. Yeah, you do, because I recognize that face.
I mean, that's a pretty cool picture, though. I mean, you look at that kid. He's a pretty cool guy, right? Like, that's a cool kid. I was cool.
Heck yeah, man.
Why do you have a tone?
Dude, I said heck yeah, man, because cool. For you to say that about yourself, like, heck yeah.
I was the lead in the high school musical. Why would you think not?
Dude, no one is saying Thank that you're you. Not. I think you're just getting a little defensive, and it's a little weird.
I've got nothing to defend.
Really? Because the tone is giving defense.
No, I'm not defensive at all right now.
All right, cool.
43% of people thought they were cool back in high school, compared to 56% of people now that think they're cool. So more people think they're cool now back than they were back in high school. So depending on, you know, where you are in that.
No one's being defensive, by the way.
No one.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Bel Air. Am I a bad mom for giving my kids melatonin gummies when my boyfriend stays over?
I mean, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Y'all, welcome to the parent panel. If you haven't done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation that they're going through or someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we just kind of take a step back and see how we got there in the first place.
Wait, so what's up with these gummies? What's happening?
I'm a divorced mom of two kids, 6 and 8. Yeah. And I am finally getting back to dating for the first time.
Okay.
Since I got divorced, and we have not gotten a lot of alone time. The kids are kind of full time at this point. So the nights when my boyfriend comes over, I started giving the kids these melatonin gummies before they go lay down. And that way they actually stay asleep once they go to sleep, like once, maybe twice a week.
Okay.
It's very infrequent that we get to twice a week. And I am giving them their correct dosage. It's the children's melatonin that they sell in the children's section. So
okay,
don't anybody worry about me like giving too much or anything. But, you know, like, honestly, a lot of parents are using melatonin.
Sure.
So,
but you're only using it on the nights he's spending the night.
Yeah, because if I don't, my kids come downstairs 15 times and they want snacks. They want water. They want, I don't know, help with homework. They just suddenly remembered at 10 o'clock at night. They get scared still because they're 6 and 8, you know?
Is this a situation where you don't want him to meet them yet?
No, it's too soon for them to meet. I have not introduced them or anything, and that's the reason I do this. They can't find out because it's going to be too much to explain to them.
Mm. Yeah, so this is like your way of trying to like separate church and state.
Yeah, okay. I just want one night a week where I can feel like an adult woman again, where I don't have to be a mom the whole time and I can actually enjoy myself, because my ex-husband does not take them overnight right now. He works nights. There's no way he's ever taking them at night, and I just can't find and afford an overnight sitter. They're kind of expensive.
So your solution is to basically melatonin them to the point. And it works. So far it's worked.
Yeah, it works. But the problem is my youngest went to his dad and told him, Mom gives us special gummies sometimes at night. And like, he lost it on me and told me that I'm basically drugging our children, which is ridiculous. He's saying I'm doing it just so I can have sex. And like, Maybe that's a little true, but like, let's be real here. You know, I'm giving it to them to help them sleep.
Yeah, no, I mean, to be fair, I take a children's melatonin to go to sleep, and it's marketed to kids. I mean, it is a very small dosage of melatonin. So you're not wrong. I mean, it's what it's there to do. But
I'm sure his issue obviously is like with the situation because it's a sensitive thing. But does he also just not want them taking it like in general?
He's just upset because I did it when I was having someone over.
Okay, like the reasoning of it.
Nobody's out here judging my ex-husband or any other divorced dad for dating and wanting a sex life, you know?
No, okay, that's fair. That's a fair point. All right, well, let's talk about this. So Michelle is saying, listen, I've got the custody of my kids' nights, and the only way that I'm able to like have somewhat of a romantic life is if I make sure that my kids are like, asleep, because like, you know, it's kind of hard to like do this dating life. So I'm trying to take a new approach here and just to have some separation between my dating life and my parent life. And I'm just trying to give my kids some melatonin to make sure they sleep through the night. My ex-husband found out that I'm doing this and thinks that I'm drugging my kid. Is that the wrong move? He thinks I'm a bad mom for doing it, but is it the wrong move?
I don't think you're wrong for wanting to have a dating life as a single mom. I do understand maybe the concern, though, because the point is so the kids don't see him because it's too soon.
Yeah.
And I think to put them in the situation of that possibly happening, I think that's my concern about it. That could be more damaging than you just giving them melatonin once a week.
And yeah, I understand that. And that's exactly why I give them the melatonin, because I've been lonely for years and I'm not being miserable anymore. I'm getting my affection and my adult time and I'm getting what I need.
I'll empathize with you for a second, because I understand how hard it is to date. I date without kids and I know it's hard enough to like scheduling. I can't imagine if you've got kids in your house and you've got to try to figure it out. I mean, I don't know how else you could do this. Let's get the parent panel on the phone. We need some parents. Who's up?
This is Jessica on 2 in Baltimore.
Jessica, is it the wrong thing to do, honestly?
Yeah, it is the wrong thing to do. I want to make my first point is that no one is shaming her for wanting to date or get back into the dating scene. And that doesn't seem that's what her ex-husband is doing. She's being shamed because she's giving her kids medication to sleep through the night so she can hang out with her boyfriend. There's a difference. Like, she's not being shamed for wanting to date again. It's the way that she's going about it. And I get that you want to have your alone time. I'm a mom too. Like, I cherish my night times when I can like just sit down and watch TV and do what I want. But you chose to be a parent, and part of being a parent is that you lose out on your own time. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you want to date, more power to you. Please get back into the dating scene. But having him come to your house when you're not even ready for them to meet is also risky in itself, because what if the melatonin one night just stops working?
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't make them fall asleep and they come downstairs and he's there. Then what are you going to do?
Well, like, so what is she supposed to do then? Just not have a guy over ever she's got custody at night all the time?
She has to make the sacrifice. She's a parent. That's part of being a parent, is making sacrifices. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, or sometimes you're going to miss out on things that you want to do that you can't do right now. And if she can't find a babysitter, then I don't think giving your kids melatonin is the answer, because you want a few like moments of peace and quiet so you could do whatever you want with your boyfriend.
Dang, okay.
Like, I feel like that's the problem, is like no one's shaming her, but it's the way that she's going about it that people are shaming her for, which I think is valid, because I would never give my kids melatonin to sleep through the night just because I want to have a little peace and quiet.
Hello. Like, all right. We hear you for that. 410-583-1065. Who's up, Jess?
This is Lauren on 1 in Perry Hall.
Lauren, do you agree with that? I mean, do you think it's the wrong thing to do?
I think it's the right choice for her. I've been a single mom for 13 years, and I know what it's like to, you know, not have the other parent actually have parental duties.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and it's lonely, and it's, you know, it's exhausting. And if she needs, for her mental health, to have some companionship, then I don't think it's a bad thing. She's not drugging them. It's melatonin. And if she's using the correct dosages, there's people who give that to their kids every single night.
Right, right, right.
You know?
So what do you say then? I mean, because, you know, like the last callers, I mean, even like Jess thinks this is like the wrong way to take it then, because
it does make me feel a little uncomfy. And I think it's mainly just putting her kids in the position for the chance of like seeing this stranger when she's not ready for them to see him either. So I just feel like it's putting her in a potential uncomfortable situation, and her kids too.
I understand that as well. But I think she's doing the best that she can to maintain her own sanity and have an actual life, you know.
Right.
And just because the father can't and won't take care of the kids at, you know, a time that would give her some, you know, ability to have a social life, I think she's taking the lesser of the evils in the fact that I, you know, in 13 years, I've only ever introduced my children to one person I've ever dated.
Yeah, totally.
And you melatonin the rest of the time, right? you just drugged them up.
I melatonin the rest of the time. But I think that's the lesser of the evil. Like, she's not introducing a bunch of men to her children's lives, which I think that would cause way more trauma than, you know, melatonin once a week. Like I said, there's people that give their kids melatonin every single night.
I feel like my kids have been melatonin every night. If I was a parent, man, my kids would be constantly melatonin. Like, that's it. No option. Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Teresa on 3 in Baltimore.
Teresa, we'll give you the final vote. Is she doing the wrong thing here? You know, she's saying, like, listen,
Go
ahead. Tell them.
Tell them. People who have not been a parent, a single parent, 24/7, do not get it. And I almost guarantee you this woman is also working a full-time job. If the father of her children has an issue with it, his 2 days off a week, he can come get his kids. He can find another job that lets him be a 50-50 parent.
If you don't like the way they're sleeping.
We need to stop minimizing the mental health of mothers, and we need to stop acting like mothers have to give up literally everything in their life for their kids, especially when their ex-husbands are not stepping up to the plate.
Damn, there we go.
It doesn't matter what this woman is doing. One night a week, first off, her kids need to sleep. It's going to be better for them. And second off, she's going to be a better mother because she's going to have a break.
Okay.
My 4-year-old got melatonin for a year almost every night simply because of the fact he would not stay in bed. And that was doctor recommended.
Yeah.
That was totally on board by his pediatrician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We hear you on that. So, I mean, Michelle, it sounds like most parents are saying that, like, it's fine. You're doing, like, the right thing here, honestly. So does that make you feel
good? Because I feel like my ex is being ridiculous, and I'm going to have to let him know that, you know, obviously he's the one being outlandish right now. Because, I mean, come on. I'm an adult woman. I have needs.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.